From the windows of the airport in the Sky Control Tower, it feels like we're on top of the world. I can see the airport runway and a sea of clouds below us. I'm here to meet Jad Davey, and I can barely introduce myself to the man behind the counter over the crackle of the tower radio. Dennis Raymond works the counter. He's the airport assistant manager, and he's manning the radio, too. I hear him say something about the girl here to meet Jad, and we run to the truck.
Is that Jad?
Yeah.
Jad is the director of operations for Catalina Flying Boats. I'll get to the name of the company a little later, but know for now that it's a company that delivers goods between the island and the mainland. Jad's a machine, and by the time we pull up to see him, he has already unloaded a plane and begun preparing for a return flight back to the mainland.
You want to go down there?
Yeah.
Hi, Jad. It's great to meet you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Do I just go down there?
We start driving away from the plane, and I realize we have to wait another hour for him. There just wasn't enough time for an interview. Dennis and I head back to the radio tower. The urgency is gone. I hang out with Dennis and learn more about the history of Airport in the Sky.
It's a unique little airport. We sit on a plateau, if you will, and the first two-thirds of the runway are on an angle, so you don't see the other end. So we're on the list of most dangerous airports to land at, and people are like, oh, I hear that, and it's right here in California. Let's go. Let's see if we can do it.
From the control tower, Dennis spends most of the day monitoring who's landing and who's taking off. He watches people struggle. They have to turn back, or sometimes worse, keep going for the landing. But a pilot like Jad makes 20 landings daily, and Dennis watches him with respect.
These guys, the flying boats, they come in with a lot of weight, you know, heavy airplane. They, you know, once you get all that weight moving, it doesn't want to slow down so much. You know, they're coming across at almost 200 miles an hour across the channel. And then they got to slow it down and stop it and put it back on the ground. I want to be Jad good, but I don't know if I want to do what it takes to become Jad good. That takes a lot of flying skill, and maybe someday I'll be there, but I'm definitely not there yet.
There's no sign of Jad, so I can tell you a few random bits and pieces of history I learned while I was at the airport. The airport in the sky was built on top of three different mountains. They were all merged together to make a flat spot for a runway. Some of the planes that would come and go from the island were called Grum and Goose seaplanes, and they would land in the ocean near Avalon Harbor and float like boats. That's actually where Catalina Flying Boats gets its name. We're deep in the history when the radio cuts in.
Go ahead, 87.
I'm only going to be able to give her maybe 10 or 15 minutes on my next trip, if you could just let her know.
Please. Number 87 is Jad, and in case you didn't catch it, he said he only has a few minutes for me. It's his birthday today, and I know he probably hasn't even stopped for a high five. He's that busy. Dennis grabs the truck keys, and we run to the truck. By the time we pull up to the plane, the crew has already unloaded several boxes of Tom's toothpaste. Fly to Avalon, fly to Long Beach. Fly to Avalon, fly to Long Beach. It's airplane ping pong, and I don't have much time before the next serve. I jump in the cockpit next to Jad. Beads of sweat drip down our faces. The plane sits two people tightly, leaving room exclusively for cargo. Air conditioning would take 100 pounds of usable weight, so it's definitely not included.
Dennis was saying that you could fly before you could fly.
I had to stand up to look out the window, and I was flying an airplane. I thought that was pretty cool. I think I was 5 years old.
Listening to his answers, I'm keenly aware the clock is ticking. How do you cover a career starting at 5 years old in 15 minutes? Jad is wearing sunglasses, and I can't see his eyes, but I know from the tilt of his head that he's checking to see that the cargo is loaded and the plane is ready to go. There's a scheduled list of supplies that depend on Jad and his team to be delivered.
Fish, produce, alcohol, FedEx ground, U.S. mail.
Mail, tax returns, medicines, penicillin, or insulin. They also take things off of the island. So like your blood work, any tests you need to have done, the outgoing mail, sending your taxes out.
Time moves differently here on this slice of land and sky. It's a 15-minute sprint to a 10-minute flight and then back again and again.
How does it feel for you to be in the air? What is that experience like?
Freedom. Freedom for 10 minutes while I'm flying back to get the next load, you know. It's just beautiful up there, you know. Like I say, you look down, you see the whales, the dolphins, the fish, the seagulls, people going back and forth in their boats, their sailboats, you know, knowing they're coming over here to have a good time. Or when they leave, you know, they're really bummed out because they got to go back to reality the next day. And so that's what makes it nice.
Do you listen to music when you fly?
I like Metallica, Iron Maiden, things like that. And then I'll go all the way down to listening to Kenny G once in a while. It's kind of nice.
Can you just sing a little bit for me?
No. Can't do it.
Okay.
Our time is up and I jump out of the cockpit. Jad starts up the plane and I think of this quote that Dennis told me earlier by Leonardo da Vinci. It's like, once you've tasted flight, you will forever walk with your eyes turned skywards. Because there you have been, and there you will always long to return. For KISL and the Transom Story Workshop, I'm Kat Jaffe on Catalina Island.